Okay, good afternoon. I want to thank our sponsors, the Froelich Financial Group, who sponsors the overall BRS Afternoon Call 3 days a week. Thank you to the Froelichs. And this week's sponsor, Aidi and Dr. Howard Levine, in memory of Yehuda Aryeh Leib Ben Alexander, whose neshama should have an aliyah. Just a housekeeping point. I started, in addition to this shir Monday afternoon, my slot in the afternoon kollel, much of the same material I'm giving now in a new shir on Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. There are people, believe it or not, who wanted that time slot before they go to work on Friday. So as long as they come, I'll try to be coherent at that hour. So if you can't make it on Mondays, 5:30 a.m. on Fridays is your alternative. The topic we're going to explore today is, it's not entirely a Shas topic. Arguably, I'm cheating a little bit. It's a Shas topic in the sense that it appears in several Masechtas, but all in Seder Moed. It's a Seder Moed Shas topic, but it is relevant in 2 weeks. We will be observing Chanukah. I think today will be, 2 weeks from today, the first day of Chanukah. And I'm giving myself a little leeway because it's been a busy last week. I didn't get a chance to really prepare an entirely new topic. The topic that we're going to cover is the topic of Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Anes. As I say, it's a Shas topic in the sense that it's not specific or relegated to one area, but it appears and overflows into several areas of Halacha, all in Seder Moed, but in several Masechtas of Shas. Source number one, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel says the following. The Gemara says, now that we've established Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, the Gemara has a debate. We're getting into the holiday, the Chanukah spirit. What constitutes the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, the Chanukiah, the Chanukah candles? Is the mitzvah the lighting of the candles? Or is the mitzvah Hanacha? Is the mitzvah the placement of the candles? Of course, the nafkamina is, what if I light the candles in a time or a place that are ineligible to light, and then I move them to a spot that is appropriate? Is it hadlaka osa mitzvah? Do I have to light the menorah when the menorah is in the right place and at the right time? Or hanacha osa mitzvah? I can even light the menorah in the wrong place or prematurely before yet the time, and then I'll move the menorah after the right time. Hanacha osa mitzvah. That's a whole other separate topic. I once gave a chabur on that topic. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, hanacha osa mitzvah. So the Gemara says, hashta damrina hadlaka osa mitzvah. Now that we've established that what makes the mitzvah, not the placement, but the lighting. So, hadlika chereshot of a cotton, lo asa v'lo klum. In other words, if the placement of a lit menorah is the mitzvah, what do I care if a robot, if a woman, if a deaf mute, if a person who's incapacitated, what do I care if a monkey lit the menorah? If I place the menorah, if that were the mitzvah. But we paskin that no, the mitzvah is not its placement, it's its lighting. So now that the lighting is critical, now that the lighting is a core part of the mitzvah, so a chereshot of a cotton should be ineligible. What about a woman? Isha says the Gemara vaday madlika. A woman certainly can light the menorah. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim chayavos b'ner Chanukah, afein hayu ba'oso anes. Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, his principle, women too are obligated in the mitzvah of Chanukah candles. Why? Afein hayu ba'oso anes. They too were included in that miracle. This principle, that rationale, that the reason women are obligated in Chanukah candles is they too were involved in the miracle, is not reserved exclusively for Chanukah candles, but applies in other areas of halacha. Source number two, the Gemara Megillah and Daf Dalet. Amar, the same Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavas b'mikra Megillah, afein hayu ba'oso anes. Women are obligated in Megillah reading. Why? They too were in the miracle. Let's go back. Chanukah, they were in the miracle of Chanukah. How? Okay, we'll get to it. How are they in the miracle of Megillah? Esther. And the Gemara Pesachim, lastly, source 3. Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the same Baal Memra in all three cases, it's the same Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Nashim Chayavas Bar Bakosos Halalu, Sha'afein Ayu Ba'oso Anes. 4 cups of wine, 4 glasses of wine on Seder night. Women too are obligated. Why? They too were in the miracle. So we have 3 areas of halacha. Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach. 3 areas of halacha where normally I would have thought women should be exempt. What do the 3 have in common which would drive me to conclude women should be exempt? All 3 are mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. All 3 are time-bound mitzvahs. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi introduces this principle, despite there being time-bound mitzvos, because women were involved in those miracles, they're obligated in those mitzvos. Tosfos and Pesachim, source number 4. Tosfos says exactly that. Ilav haytaima lo yichayavos mishum nashim peturos mitzvos eshas man grama. Afagav de arba kosos darabonin kein darais atikun. So Tosfos is commenting here on the Arba Kosos. He might as well have been saying it on Megillah or Chanukah. All three of the mitzvos where the Gemara employs the principle that they too were involved in the miracle are mitzvos derabbanan. They're all rabbinic mitzvos. Chanukah is a rabbinic holiday. Purim is a rabbinic holiday. And Dalet Kosos, Pesach, is a biblical holiday. But the obligation of 4 cups of wine on Pesach is rabbinic in nature. Says Tosfos, called Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'inda Araisa Tikkun. Every time the Chazal created a mitzvah, they followed the model. They followed the template, the rule of a biblical mitzvah. They modeled the rabbinic mitzvahs after biblical ones. So too over here. When you have a rabbinic mitzvah, if it's time-bound, women are exempt. That's why I need the principle of Afin Ayubo Sonis to tell me that even though it's time-bound, because women were involved in these three miracles, Chanukah, Megillah, Purim, and Dalet Kosos of Pesach, women are obligated in these three. Now the Kor Lamdas here is an insight of Rav Elvel of the Brisker Rav, of the Griz, source number 5. The Griz, commenting on a Gemara in Erechin, Daf Gimel, the Griz, the Brisker Rav, says the following, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shakol Nieh B'dvaro. The Brisker Rav didn't say that bracha, that's my bracha. But so that my voice works to read the Brisker Rav. Amar B'shur Ben Levi, Nashach HaYavaz Mikra, Miguel Shafin Ayubo'oso Anes. Yesh Lehis Tapik, second line. Jonathan, you with me? Second line, source number 5. Ima Perush, says the Brisker Rav, the following Chakira, the following Lamdas. Ima Perush to Mitam Zeleka Petura de Mitzvah Asay, Shazman Grama, the Din Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama, Shayach Af Mitzvah Rabbanan, Umemela Nichel Bechayuva de Kriyas Megillah Nemar Ba'anashim, Oh, to Chiyuv Miyuchad Lenashim Mitam Zed Afani Bosonis. Why are women obligated in a time-bound mitzvah when they too were in the miracle? Listen to the lamdas. Are they obligated in the mitzvah because now the fact that they were involved in the miracle supersedes the fact that it was time-bound? Erase the time-bound component, and now they're obligated in the general mitzvah that even men are obligated. Men are obligated to light the menorah. I would have said women are exempt from lighting the menorah. It's a time-bound mitzvah. No, afein ayubosu anes. They too were in the miracle, therefore they should light. Now, are they lighting? Are they doing the same mitzvah that's incumbent on men? And the fact that they were involved in the miracle negates what normally excludes them, namely the time-bound mitzvah. Or no, it remains a mitzvah se shazman grama. It remains a time-bound mitzvah. Elamai. The fact that they too were included in the miracle creates a brand new chiyuv, a woman's version of the mitzvah of menorah. So when women have to light the menorah, or women have to hear the Megillah, or women have to drink the Dalet Kosos, are they doing the exact same mitzvah as men? It's time bound. Mitzvah say, but afen ayuboso anes negates, erases the time bound component. Now they too are subject to the same mitzvah as men, or no. In the end of the day, it's still a time-bound mitzvah. So the ordinary time-bound lighting of the menorah, the time-bound lighting of the Megillah, the time-bound drinking of the Dalet Kosos, women are exempt. Afein ayuboso anes creates a new mitzvah, a woman's version of the mitzvah. You hear the chakira? The lamdas. That which Tosfos said, afein ayuboso anes, obligates women, despite it being time-bound, does despite mean, and therefore I view it as if it's not time-bound and they're obligated in the men's mitzvah? Or no, it remains a time-bound mitzvah. Ordinarily they're exempt, but because of this additional component that they were in the miracle, we now create a new mitzvah. What's a nafkamina? It's nishken chakir, it's not a chakir, it's not lumdus if you can't come up with a nafkamina. You have to have a practical difference.
Why candles for you?
Now that's a nafkamina to Oh, you're saying whether she's fulfilling your mitzvah or she's fulfilling her own version of the mitzvah. Good. So could a woman fulfill the mitzvah for a man? Good. What? I know, but I'm trying a little suspense. I'm building it up. I know he says the reason. I read the rest of the Grizz too. I want to see if you could think. I'm teaching everyone else to think. So you're taking a side on the Chakira, but I'm asking for an afkamina. What's the difference whether it's the same mitzvah as men, it's just that we erase the time-bound component, or no, it remains a time-bound mitzvah, so they're exempt. There's a new mitzvah of Hanukkah, of Dalet Kosos, of Mikra Megillah. I'm erasing the time-bound component. Listen to the Grizz. Let's read it again. I understand, but I'm erasing the exclusion. I'm erasing the exclusion of time-bound. Normally when it's time-bound, it excludes women. I'm negating the exclusion that I'm saying women in this mitzvah are obligated the same as men. Is that what's happening? Or no, women are excluded because it's time-bound. But Chachamim said, we came up with a new mitzvah. It looks a lot like the other one, but it's a new one just for them.
Would we extend that to other mitzvahs? Is that a question?
Well, we're going to come to that. Okay, enough with the suspense. The Grizz. Yeah? We're saying there's a chiyuv. Afina Beis and Rav Shuban Levi says there's a chiyuv. What's the nature of the chiyuv? Says the Brisker Rav. Let's read inside. V'nafkamina la'avadim, slaves. Im nichlochlu b'kriyas Megillah nemar ba'anoshim gam avadim amelech hayavim v'leke u'petura demitzvah shazman groma. If you've erased the exclusion of it being time bound and it's the same old mitzvah that men are obligated, then avadim who have the din of women also would be included. Meaning, avadim have the same halachic status, avadim have the same relationship with mitzvos as women. If it's afena yubo'osu anes, because this is a new mitzvah for women, so avadim would still be exempt from menorah, mikra megillah, and dalet kosos. But if you view it as it's not a new mitzvah for women, women, for the reason of afein, are included in the same mitzvah as men, so now avadim will be included as well. The nafkamina between, do you view it as the same old mitzvah for men, that ordinary exclusion is removed here, or a brand new mitzvah for women, avadim are not women, so they wouldn't be subject to the new mitzvah. But if it's a rule of mitzvah shazman grama, they are subject to mitzvah shazman grama. If you're not using the mitzvah shazman grama rule for women, don't use it for them, and now they'll be obligated like men. That is the nafkamina, says the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav's chakira. What is the nature of, bless you, what is the nature of afein ayubo'oso anes? Does afein take away the exemption of shazman grama, and now they're obligated like men? Or afein says, no, that exemption is in force. They're exempted from the mitzvah, the men. They have a brand new mitzvah. If you don't like it, don't worry, you're in good company. Turn the page. The Minchas Osher, Rav Asher Weiss, also doesn't like it. In the Sefer HaMoadim, he has the following. Hagriz kasav nafkamina bin shnei atstadim, legabe avadim she'enim shechrarim. Af b'shechav mitzvah ka'isha, mikom hakam yishlam at gabe migalein ha'kanashim, dav kanashim yishlam sibas chiv mechudeshas, mach mashanes nasa yadon. V'zal oshno legabe avadim. You see his lashon mevatel sapatur. So near the given the hookshav of the lashon af avadim is chayvu. But Rav Asher Weiss doesn't like it. Why? Yesh makam lidchos. You can push away. You could reject the Brisker Rav's nafkamina. De'efshar de'af apisha avadim hookshav lanoshim. Even though avadim are equated to women in terms of their relationship with mitzvos. I knew what you were going to say. It was exactly what was bothering you. We said, is it a din in a new mitzvah for women, or is it a din mitzvah shel zman grama? But even the mitzvah shel zman grama din for women is different here. Why? Because afein. So on both sides of the chakira, says Rav Asher, both sides of the chakira still depend on the woman's unique role in the mitzvah because of afein. So avadim are not equated to women all the way. Avadim are equated to women in the relationship with mitzvos. But still, for avadim, for slaves, if they weren't included in the miracle, they shouldn't be obligated on either side of this, on either side of this chakira. Oh, we're going to see in a moment. We'll see that in a moment. All right, so Rav Asher Weiss goes on. You can read it on your own. He rejects the chakira of the Brisker Rav. Even if he doesn't reject the chakira, he certainly rejects the nafkamina. Good. Now the question is, which nes of Chanukah were women involved in? So Rashi says on the Gemara in Shabbos, afeinu yibo'os anes, shegozru yevonim akol b'sulas anisos li'ibol atafsot chila, v'yidei isha nasa nes. There was a gzera by the Syrian Greeks on all virgin women who were getting married, that before they would consummate the marriage, we're on page 5, before they would consummate the marriage with their new husband, they first had to lose their status as a psula to one of their oppressors. And through a woman, a miracle occurred. Now who's the woman that we're talking about through whom this miracle occurred? So, if you look at the Rashbam in source number 8, Rashbam says, "Bischar nashim tzidkani yashay bo'osu ador nigalu, v'chein gabe mikra megillah amar hachim mishum da'yidei esterava, v'chein gabe chanaka m'secha Shabbos." Chanaka. So the Rashbam says in all three, menorah, mikra megillah, dalet kosos, how does he teach afeinu yibo'osu anes, they were in the miracle, means? They were the catalyst of the miracle. They caused the miracle. They brought about the miracle. The righteous women, whether it's in the case of Esther and Purim, or in the case of the righteous women of Mitzrayim, who brought about Ayidei Nashim Tzidkanios Nigalum Mitzrayim, the Dalet Kosos, or Chanukah. Who's the righteous woman with Chanukah? The Ran, source number 9. The Ran Rabbeinu Nissim says, Amrina b'medrash debito shal Yib Yochanan, ha'achila l'rosh ha'oivim gvina l'shaker oso, v'chotchaz rosha u'borchu kulam, the daughter of Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who happened to be the sister of Matizyahu, she was very upset by the passivity, by the passiveness that she saw of her contemporaries. She decided, this is all in the Megillah Yehudis, that doesn't appear in Tanakh, it's not canonized as part of Tanakh, neither is Sefer Chashmonaim, the book of Maccabees. But in one of those books, it tells this story, that what did she do? She fed cheese and intoxicated the general, and then got him to fall asleep, cut off his head, everyone was able to run, and therefore this is the source of the minhag. The Ran quotes a minhag to eat cheese on Chanukah. We're more familiar with latkes and sufganiyot, but there is actually, the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes this minhag to eat cheese, to eat dairy, lo aleinu, on Chanukah. And the source of this minhag is the story of Yehudas, that she used cheese as an intoxicating agent in order to be able to liberate and free the Jewish people. Okay? Epis, eat a little bit, and then sit down for the steak. B'yotzizayin, like Shavuos. Okay. So Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Ran all give the same reason. What does it mean, afeinu yibo'osu anes? It means not just that they were saved by the miracle, but it means they were the catalyst. They were the cause. They brought about the miracle. Tosfos disagrees. Source 10. Tosfos in Pesachim Kuvches. Perish Rashbam. And then he says in the second line, V'kosha. Da'af mashma she'ein an ikar. If they're right, Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Ran, then why did Rabbi Shua ben Levi say, Af heina yu ba'osu anes? Af means even they were included. Also they were included. If they're right, what do you mean also they were included? They were the miracle. They caused the miracle. So the Lashon Af also suggests that it doesn't mean that they were the cause of the miracle. So what does it mean? First of all, the Yerushalmi Garas Sha'afen Ayu Ba'oso Sofik Mashm Ba'oso Sakona Lahashmi Laharugu La'abed. So says Tosfos, based on the Yerushalmi also, afeinu yibo'osu anes doesn't mean they were the catalyst for the miracle. It means they too were threatened for annihilation. They were threatened for distinction. they too could extinction. They too could have been removed. Tosfos is including a question. Nobody here bothered asking it. We said women are obligated in, if Tosfos is anticipating the question is pshat. If they're obligated in mitzvos when they were the catalyst, so good, I understand why they're exempt from sitting in a sukkah. But if the reason they're obligated is because they too were saved, they experienced salvation, so they too were saved by the Anane Kavod, they too were saved by the sukkos in the desert, so why aren't women obligated to sit in the sukkah because Afen Ayuba Oso Anes, they too were saved? So Tosfos says, I'll tell you why. Because you'll notice the major difference between Chanukah, Megillah, and Dalet Kosos on the one hand, and sukkos on the other. Those three are Derabanan. Sukkah is Deoraisa. Afhein will not create an obligation on a Deoraisa. Now even that is not so clear. Hola, hola, everybody relax. Everyone take a deep breath. Everybody relax. Everybody relax. So again, Rashid Rashbam and the Ran say Afhein Yabosa Anes means not just that they were included, they were the catalyst. Says Taisus, if that's what it means, why does it say Af? And moreover, the Yerushalmi has a lashon, not ba'oso anes, but ba'oso suffik. They two were included in the same sakana. Therefore, Tosfos concludes that afen is not a machayev, it doesn't obligate women because they were the catalyst. Women are obligated, why? Because they benefited. Because they too experienced salvation. If that's the case, why aren't they obligated in sukkah? Because this principle of afhein can create a rabbinic obligation, but it cannot create a biblical obligation. Sukkahs, which is daraisa, you can't say women are obligated because of afhein, but these other three, which are institutionalized as derabanan, Chanukah, Dalet Kosos, and Mikra Megillah, then women are included in that as well. Good. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina between Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Ran? On the one hand, that afhein means they were the catalyst, and Tosfos disagrees and says it means they were the beneficiary. What's a nafkamina? Let's read the Beis Yosef, source 11. Says the Beis Yosef, Be'avadim eshechrarim, avadim. Okay, the Kosva Rambam, Smag, Dilo Avadim, Shemala Vatovel, Shem Avdus, Midin Noshim, Shehizker Achakach, Hunilma, Dechol Mitzvah, Shehisha Chayevas Ben, Ha'evan Nami Chayev Bahem. If you have non-Jewish slaves who received the circumcision and went to the mikvah, but they've not concluded their conversion, they have the status of women, where they're exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. Va'af api she'en chiv ha'isha b'mitzvahs ala mitam, sha'af enei b'oso aneis, So the question is, avadim mishachrarim, would they be obligated? I'm sorry, sheina mishachrarim. If you have slaves who've not yet been freed, so they have the status regarding mitzvos like women. So will they be obligated in Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, and Dalet Kosos? If you understand afhein ayuso banes means people who ordinarily are exempt. But if they were saved, they too are obligated. Slaves, would they have been slaughtered? In all three of these scenarios, yes. Because even though they weren't freed, but the fact that they had milah, they had circumcised, they had attached themselves to the Jewish people and the Jewish destiny, they too were targeted for annihilation. They too experienced salvation. See, if the reason of afhein means that you were saved, these avadim were also saved, they would be obligated. But if the reason is not because you were saved, but the reason is they were the catalyst for the miracle, women who were the catalyst, they're obligated. These slaves who were not the catalyst, they're going to be exempt. So the nafkamina between the reasons given by Rashi, Rashbam, and the Ran on the one hand, and Tosfos on the other, a nafkamina is this case of the avadim. Good. So far we talked about what's the nature of this obligation. Beshu ben Levi teaches, afeinu ba'oso anes. Women too were in the miracle, therefore they have to light the menorah, hear the Megillah, and drink the four cups. Briska Rav Ad HaKira. Is it that the fact that they were involved in the miracle negates the exemption, so now they're part of the same mitzvah like everyone else? Or no, that exemption is still in place to that mitzvah. They have a brand new mitzvah, a mitzvah just for women, and the nafkamina brought to us by the Brisker Rav. We then said, what does it mean, afena yiboso anes? One opinion is they were the catalyst. The other opinion is no, they were the beneficiary. A nafkamina is avadim, who also were the beneficiary, then they'd be obligated. If the reason is catalyst, they were not the catalyst, they would not be obligated. Now the question is, why don't we say afena yiboso anes when it comes to other mitzvos? What other mitzvos? Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, source 12, Be'inyan Shalosh Shiras. Rabbeinu Tam is talking about the mitzvah of Shalosh Shiras. And he's talking about the halachas of Shalosh Shiras, a very neglected area of halacha. We're obligated in Shalosh Shiras. One cannot neglect it. There's different levels of it. Ideally, one should wash. If one doesn't wash, they should have mizonos. Minimally, they should have minei targima. There's a Mordechai that when Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, you could be Yotzei B'Divrei Torah. But a person should have in mind and should make the effort to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Shiras, preferably B'Shlei Musa, to watch and have a mitzvah Shalosh Shiras. That's easy in the summer, when lunch was at 11:30 in the morning and Shalosh Shiras is at 8 o'clock at night. But this time of year, the Mishnah Berurah writes, applies the Pasuk, Chacham Einav Barosho, or the Mishnah, Chacham Einav Barosho, a wise person lives with vision, sees ahead. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Shiras, you can't have a third helping of cholent at lunch. Don't stuff yourself at lunch, and then you'll have no appetite for Shalosh Shiras. If you're going to chacham einav barosho, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Shiras, you better time your appetite to just leave over a little something for Shalosh Shiras. Because if you don't eat, there's a real mitzvah of Shalosh Shiras. So are women obligated in the mitzvah of Shalosh Shiras? Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Shalosh Shiras? Okay, let's talk it out. Why would you say they're not? It's a Shabbos mitzvah on the one hand, they're obligated in Zachar v'Shomer. On the other hand, maybe it's Shabbos, Shalosh Shiras is time bound. Are women obligated or are they not obligated? Says Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar, Noshem Chayavos, Ta'afem Ayubos Wanis, Deman Lechem Mishnah Hayalukulam. Where did Shalosh Shiras come from? Why do we eat Shalosh Shiras? It's Zecher the man that fell. So women also were the beneficiaries of the miracle of the falling of the man. Since women benefited, they too are obligated in Shalosh Shiras. You know, every Jew has their mitzvah. So I have a brother-in-law, my sister's husband, Eretz Yisrael. He's a Shalosh Shiras Jew. That's his mitzvah. In his shul, he would set up, he takes it apart, he encourages everyone. So in his own home, his wife, my sister, and his daughters, my nieces, he makes them. He says, women are also obligated in Shalosh Shiras. You can't neglect it. He wasn't with us this past Shabbos already. He was away. My sister was with us. And right before Shkia, she says, you know what? I better wash. Joey would want me to wash. I better wash on Shalosh Shiras. I texted him right after Shabbos. You'd be proud of your wife. She ate Shalosh Shiras just for you, to make you happy. So Rabbeinu Tam says, women should have Shalosh Shiras. Why should they have Shalosh Shiras? Afena yubosu anes. They too were part of the miracle. The Maharam, by the way, I didn't bring it here. The Maharam disagrees. And the Maharam says there was no direct threat. Benefiting from the man, having enough to eat, a double portion, Shabbos, it's a lovely miracle to benefit from. But if you understand that it has to do with a threat of annihilation, surviving a threat of extinction, then there was no threat with the man. The Maharam disagrees. But Rabbeinu Tam says, women too are obligated. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way. Source 13 says the Mishnah Berurah, Resh Tzadi Aleph, Chayavas Besuda Shlishis, to Lechol Milei de Shabbos, Ish V'Isha Shavin. Commotion is Barbas and Resh Ayinal, V'od. So first of all, they're obligated because men and women are equally obligated in all the mitzvahs having to do with Shabbos. Zachar v'Shomer, now that's not so clear. It's a big machalukas if women are obligated in Havdalah at all. But certainly they're obligated in Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah. It's a big thing. Zimun, and so on. V'od, Shigam Hema Yubo'oso Hanis Shaman. V'yakulam Omer Achlu Ayom, D'mizeh No Mechiyu Sha'al Shudus B'Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam's reason. Women are obligated in Shalosh Shiras. My brother-in-law is right. Why? Af hein hayu ba'oso anes. So here's an example of an application. Are there any other applications? Af hein hayu ba'oso anes. We all know the famous three of the Gemaras I started with. Here you have the Mishnah Berurah with Rabbeinu Tam. A fourth application, af hein hayu ba'oso anes, namely Shalosh Shiras. Is there a fifth? Do I hear a fifth application? So the Chassam Sofer asks in source 14.
Why put matzah they come up in
Koshesh? We're going to get there. We'll get the matzah. Says the Chassam Sofer, source 14. We'll get there. Says the Chassam Sofer. He says, "Mechtavo yana yom esmol biyom atanas. Your letter came to me yesterday on a fast day. Lios amroso chaviven alay amarti lishtashaya behem hayom yom simchaseinu v'tiyali l'mashivas nafesh." Fine, all the niceties. According to some, afen yiboso anes is a svara deoraisa. L'chayiv nashim b'mitzvah seish hazman grama. Havun dekulon tefillin. What is the father of all time-bound mitzvahs? What is brought as a source of time-bound mitzvahs is the mitzvah of tefillin. D'afina kol haTorah mehem lifter mitzvah seish hazman grama. The Gemara in Kedushin, you may remember last year. We learned Kedushin in the afternoon, kol together last year. And the Gemara there in Kedushin says, Tefillin gufei ksibbu sof parshas bo ki biyad chazaka. So tefillin is the source of a mitzvah shazman grama that women are exempt, right? The Mishnah in Kedushin says women are exempt from time bound mitzvahs, and the Gemara there learns tefillin. So asks the Chassam Sofer, Arei noshem ha'yibosu anes. Why do we wear tefillin? Ki biyad chazaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. We wear tefillin in order to recall, in order to remember the miracle of the Exodus. Were women too the beneficiaries of the women of the miracle of the Exodus? Bain, the Tosfos, Bain to the Rashi and the Rashbam, not only were they beneficiaries, they were also the catalyst. The same way they're obligated in Dalet Kosos, ask Chassam Sofer, why aren't they obligated in tefillin? Afilo achi patur mitzvillin. Im kein uadin, komit seshazman grama, af pishay boso anez yiftaru. So what's pshat? Why does Rabbi Shubin Levi say, even though a mitzvah is time-bound, because of afhein, they're chayev, tefillin, which are time-bound, even though afhein, they're potter. So maybe we should learn that they are potter. This is the question of the Chassam Sofer. We'll come back to it. You're obligated on Shabbos, not Monday or Tuesday or Thursday. You're obligated on Shabbos. You're supposed to eat it after Shas Mincha, not in the morning. But aside from that, just on that day, you could hear shofar all day. It's still a time-bound mitzvah. You could take lulav all day. It's still a time-bound mitzvah. Oh, the rabbanon. So it works. It fits into the paradigm. Yeah, it fits into the paradigm. Tosfos and Megillah Daf Dalet, source 15. Tosfos and Megillah Daf Dalet asks your question. Next. Gemara had three applications of afhein. Rabbeinu Tam had a fourth one. Chassam Sofer says, why don't we have a fifth one, tefillin? Tosfos and Megillah has a sixth one. What's the sixth one? Skip down to the period, the dot. You see it? 10 lines down, something like that. Gabe matzah yesh maksha. Lama liyeh kesha dechol sheyeshna b'bal tocha chametz yeshna b'kum echol matzah. Tepukle mitam she'afeina yubosu anes. How do we know women are obligated in matzah? Matzah is a what? Matzah is a time-bound mitzvah. I got to lower the AC. Matzah is a time-bound mitzvah. How do I know women are obligated in matzah? It's a time-bound mitzvah. The Gemara says. How do I know? Because I learned it from chametz. Whoever is warned, don't eat chametz, is included in the inverse, in the converse, you have to eat matzah. Ask Tosos, what do I need that limud? Why do I need the Gemara to give me this special limud? Whoever is warned not to eat chametz is obligated to eat matzah. Why don't I just learn it? Afena yuboso anes. Women should be obligated to matzah not because of the special limud. They should be obligated because of afena yuboso anes. So Tosos says, Yishlomer, the Mishimai Taima, Lomachayva, El Midirabonon. Afen can only create a Dirabonon, it can't create a Doraisa. So therefore, the Gemara needed the limud to bring women's obligation up to the level of Doraisa. Afein can only create a Durabanan. Afein says, rabbinically, you're obligated to light the menorah. Rabbinically, you have to hear the Megillah. Rabbinically, you have to drink the Dalet Kosos. But it can't tell you that biblically, you have to eat matzah. For that, I needed to know that chametz and matzah go together. Yilav me'akesh, Rabbeinu Yosef, Yishu Shalim, Tiris, Sakadait, L'mitra, Megzer, Shava. Maybe for another reason, I might have thought to exempt them. Matzah is parallel to Tesvav, Tesvav. Are women obligated in Sukkah? No. So I might have thought, just like they're not obligated in Sukkah, despite afhein, they're also not obligated in matzah, and that's why the Gemara had to say whoever's in batoch al chametz is obligated in matzah. So Tosfos asked the question; he gave two answers. Why do I need a limud to obligate women in matzah? Namely, that whoever can't eat chametz has to eat matzah. Why do I need the special limud? Just say afhein. Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, afhein can't create a daraisa chiyuv; it only creates a darabanan. Or number two, because there is shava tesvav tesvav. I might have thought overrides afhein that just like women are exempt from sukkah, they should be exempt from matzah as well. Yeah. Yeah. Women are obligated to kiddush. Yeah. No. The Gemara learns that whoever is obligated in shamor is obligated in zachor. So again, you could ask there too. Why don't we say afhein ayu? Tosfos would give the same answer because afhein can only create a derabanan; it can't create a daraisa. Good. It's a separate topic. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the famous kasha: a man is in shul. He says vayechulu is yotze kiddush daraisa. By the time he comes home and he says kiddush alakosh is only derabanan. How could the man be motze the woman who's still obligated daraisa? Fine. So when do we apply afhein, and when do we not? When do we say afhein ayubosu anes, and when do we not? Right? Rabbi Natan says we say it by shalashus. Chassam Sofer asks, why don't we obligate women in tefillin? Rabbi Tosfos here asks, why don't we say it by matzah? Tosfos in Pesachim says, why don't we say it by sukkah? Why are women exempt despite afhein? When do we say afhein? When do we not say afhein? So maybe those questions, when do we yes, when do we no, maybe that's partially what led Rashi to say it's not a function of being saved by the miracle, it's a function of being the catalyst for the miracle, which will be more narrow. When were they the catalyst for the miracle? It will be a limited, more limited scope of when they're obligated. But Rabbi Soloveitchik had a different interpretation. Source 16. This is brought down in Harei Kedem. It's also in Igros HaGrid. And the Rav said the following. Let's read it together. Quotes the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Megillah, Tosfos, Mitzvah Dorais it applies to, Darabana not, Umakshim Ha'olam, Im Kain, L'chaiva Nashim Mitzvah Tefillin. We saw it in the Chassam Sofer, and the Rav here saying, everybody asks, why aren't women obligated in Tefillin? The Tam, Mitzvah Tefillin, U'kedichsib B'krolaman, T'yatoras Hashem B'ficha, Ki B'yad Chazakot, T'yach Hashem Mitzrayim. V'afein Ayubosu Anes. The reason for Tefillin is to commemorate the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And women too were saved. In fact, they caused that miracle. So why don't women wear tefillin? A very progressive shear. Why don't women wear tefillin? So says the Rav, Ateretz b'zagoin Reb Moshe Zatzal, he's quoting his father, D'yesh l'chalik b'mitzvah she'etzem kiyumu hu b'chdei l'farsim es ha'nes, v'achevtza shel ha'mitzvah hu pirsume nisa, l'bei mitzvah she'yesod chiyuva hu zecher l'nes. Aval ein b'guf kiyuma lesa de pirsume nisa klal. The Rav had the following chiluk. Sometimes you have a mitzvah that commemorates a miracle of the past. Zecha l'nes. It reminds us, it commemorates us of a past miracle. And other times we have a mitzvah who the nature of the mitzvah is to publicize the miracle. It's not zecha l'nes. I'm not commemorating a mitzvah of yesteryear, but I am publicizing the mitzvah, the nes, the miracle, today. When do you apply afhein? Only to a mitzvah who the nature of the mitzvah is pirsumei nisa, to publicize the miracle. Why do we read the Megillah in Shul? Pirsumei nisa. I am reading the story of Purim in order to publicize the miracle. Why do I light the menorah? Pirsumei nisa, I want the world to know about the miracle. Next one gets tricky. Why do I drink four cups of wine? Dal l'shonos of geula, I'm publicizing the miracle. Aval b'mitzvah she'omlam yisod chiyuvam hu zecher l'nes. When I wear tefillin, I'm not publicizing a miracle. I'm simply commemorating the miracle. For commemorating a miracle, we don't say afhein. Ach ein b'kiyuma mishum pirsumei nisa. B'chai gavna lo amrinan she'ischayvu gam anoshim. V'asi shaper b'pshitus mashein chayavas mitzvos tefillin. The meach kred l'amanti yatar s'sham b'ficha lo lamadnu ela shezel yisod chiyav ha-mitzvah zeich l'itzias Mitzrayim. Aval mikomakom ein be'etzem maisa hanachas tefillin shum inyan shal pirsum anes. When you put tefillin on, you're not making yourself into a human billboard. When you read the Megillah, you're proclaiming to the world the miracle. When you light the menorah, you're proclaiming to the world. When you drink four cups, bear with me, you're proclaiming to the world the miracle. When you put tefillin on, even the pasuk says you're commemorating, you're not publicizing. How do you know when a mitzvah was established to publicize a miracle versus when a mitzvah was established to commemorate a miracle? How do you know? What's the giveaway? Says the Rav, quoting his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. How do you know? Whether there's a bracha she'asa nisim that's given. When there's a bracha she'asa nisim, it means that that mitzvah is to publicize a miracle. No she'asa nisim, then it's to commemorate a miracle. The similar double to be'ez mitzvah yesh b'kimu mishum pirsum aneis ve'ez mitzvah lo takanas chazal be'bircha she'asa nisim. Shanir shelo tiknu bracha zu ela ba'osam ha'mitzvos she'yesh be'etzem asiyasam mishum pirsum aneisa. We only find three times that women are obligated because of Oso Anes. Mikra Megillah ben Erchanak ba Arba Kosos. V'davka bohanach gimel mitzvos tiknu chacham levarach bircha she'asa anisim. Next sentence. D'masha anu mevarchim b'lel Pesach asher ga'alano v'ga'alas avasinim mitzrayim hi bircha she'asa anisim sh'nitzken al mitzvos arba kosos. We don't recite a classic she'asa anisim like we do for Mikra, Megillah, and Chanukah, but the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu V'Ga'alas Avoseinu includes within it the same theme as the bracha of She'asa Nisim. So it fetches that in there. So these three mitzvos are not to commemorate a miracle. These three mitzvos are to publicize a miracle. When the mitzvah is to commemorate a miracle, well, if you're commemorating the miracle in a time-bound way, women are exempt. But if the mitzvah is not to commemorate, it's to publicize the miracle, so women are beneficiaries of the miracle. Or even more, women are the catalyst of the miracle. They too are included in the mitzvah to publicize the miracle. How do you know if a mitzvah is to commemorate a miracle or if the mitzvah is to publicize the miracle? How do you know? Is there a bracha of she'asa nisim? Mikra Megillah has she'asa nisim, Chanukah has she'asa nisim, and Dalet Kosos has she'asa nisim. It's not the classic she'asa nisim. It's a she'asa nisim couched in asher ga'alana v'ga'al savasinu. V'emes mafurish came b'piyot elokei aruchos shomer b'shabbos agadol. Now the Rav references a piyot that none of us say. And he says, this is included there. Achar kach, kodesh v'zman v'ein omer neis adayin shetzorach lomer b'agad v'roi l'chof lo'ayin. Hayin shlo omer achshel b'kiddush b'rich ha'she'asa nisim m'shu shetzorach lomer b'rich ha'sesher ga'alanu. Gam near Otsim and Ledaimik or Mitzvakim Lepersumenisa, Imuchayev Lahotzi Yoser Mechomashiminachasav. Another indication about whether the mitzvah is to commemorate the miracle or to publicize it is how much do you have to spend in order to fulfill it? Kaimalon, Mevazvez, Lomivazvez, Yoser Mechomash. Normally, you're not obligated to spend more than 20% of your assets to fulfill a mitzvah. But Lekia Mitzvah Talakosos of Lakazneris Chanaka, Afilu Oniam is Parnis Minatstoka Chayev. An exception are these three. Dalet Kosos, Hadlakas Neiros, and Mikra Megillah has no cost associated with it. Forget the cost of buying a kosher Megillah. Let's assume there's no cost associated. So how another indication? So the Rav is providing two indications of when you know the mitzvah is to commemorate the miracle versus when the mitzvah is to publicize it. Is there a bracha she'asa nisim and how much do you have to spend? When the mitzvah is an old mitzvah to commemorate a miracle, it's the same, not more than 20% of your assets. But when the mitzvah is to publicize, now you have to dig deep into your pockets. Even a poor person has to spend all they have in order to light the Chanukah candles. So the Soloveitchik here provides the lamdas. When is it that you say, Afen Yeboso Anes? Ostensibly, he would disagree. Shalash Shudas is not Persume Nisa. Ostensibly, the Rav would disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Either that women are not obligated in Chalashudas, or they're obligated in Chalashudas because of Zohar V'Shom or not because of Afein. But ostensibly the Rav would reject Rabbi Natan's reason of Afein Ayu for Chalashudas, because that's not a Pirsume Nisa. Tefillin. Sam Sofer said, why don't women have to wear tefillin? Afein Ayu Ba'osu Anais. The Rav says, That's commemorate zecher l'nes. That's not persume nisa. Afen can only create an obligation when there is a persume nisa, not when there is a afen. What about halal? Are women obligated to say halal? Do you say afen? So Rav Avadya Yosef deals with this in a shayla in Yechavadah, source 18. Rav Avadya was asked, "Ta'im anoshim chayavos ligmor sahal in birchosel b'mechanika? Must women recite full halal with a bracha on Chanukah? Mitam shafeni boso anes, k'mo shomer chazal kiyotze b'zeh. Noshim chayavos b'adlakas neiris Chanukah. Hoshem yesh l'chalik b'zeh bein amiris halal lakas neiris Chanukah. You've obligated women to light the Chanukah candles. Do we say as an extension they're also obligated to say halal? Or no, halal is a mitzvah shazman grama. Is halal fall under the old rule of time-bound mitzvah and they are exempt? Is halal time-bound mitzvah, women are exempt? Or do you say no, the same afhein that obligates women in lighting the candles obligates them in saying halal? Well, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, what will it depend on? Is it zechel anes or is it persume nisa? Is halal commemorating a miracle or is halal publicizing a miracle? It's interesting that Rav Avadya here has a very similar idea. And Rav Avadya concludes on the fourth line, "Lefichach gam anashim shayboso anes chayavas lefarsim anes, aval amiras hal af bishu unemar l'shem pirsume nisa, ein ze ela beino levein kon o." Hal is us thinking Hashem. Hal is not us publicizing a miracle. You light the menorah, you're recreating the act, publicizing the miracle. You're reading the Megillah, you're telling the story, you're publicizing the miracle. Saying halal, you're praising Hashem and thanking Him for what He did. It's commemorating a miracle. That's not publicizing a miracle. Rav Avadya is very similar lamdas to the Rav. Afhein will only create an obligation when you're publicizing a miracle, not when you're commemorating a miracle. And therefore, Rav Avadya paskins, lochayvu chazals noshim b'kriyos b'chanaka de lahashos midoseim edin amiris hawa noshim shekashem shein peturus miamiris hawa b'kol yom tovim kach peturus miamiris hawa b'chanaka. Are women obligated in Halal on Pesach and Sukkot? No. Why? It's not a trick question. Why? It's a mitzvah seishas mangroma. Women are exempt. So maybe they should be obligated in Chanukah just like they're obligated in Chanukah candles. That's where Rav Avadya says, no, zeichel anes. When it's zeichel anes, they're exempt. Only when it's pirsume nisa would you apply afein hayu ba'oso ha nes. Good. What? Halal to Seder is a different din. We actually gave all shir on Halal to Seder. Did we do it together in the afternoon kolo? I feel like we did. Maybe not. But there, Rav Avadya Taka Paskins, women are obligated to Halal Seder night to the extent that they have to say a Halal before the Seder. He says women should light candles, say the whole Halal on Seder night. What? No, because the halal of Seder night is a whole other type of halal. There's a halal that commemorates a miracle. There's a halal, there's no halal that publicizes a miracle, as we just saw. But there's the halal of the in the moment of the miracle. Since Seder night, one is supposed to see themselves. Yeah. To go to the Barak Bof and Yotzim in a cloud, Bala Pesach, which is the mitzvah Abakosim. Nisha Abakosim, Niskin al Abamitzvah, Shalali Pesach. Yeah, Rav Avadya gives his reason there. Fine. I want to end with a few minutes that we have left, because I've been warned we have to finish on time. I'm on warning. I'm on the clock. What is the nature of the chiyuv of afhein? Once you establish that women are obligated, afhein uboso anes, what's the nature of their chiyuv? Is it the same chiyuv as men? Is it a different chiyuv as men? How will you measure whether it's the same chiyuv or a different chiyuv? Right? Right, Brand said it before. How will you measure whether it's the same, whether they can be motzi? So let's see. We have a proof text. Mikra Megillah. Can a woman be motzi a man in Megillah? We've established a woman has to hear the Megillah because afina yuboso anes. So can a woman be motzi the man in Megillah? So the Rambam writes in source 19, Akol chayav mikriyasa, anoshim v'noshim v'gerim v'avadim v'shukhrarim, in alocha beiz, echad akori v'echad ha-shomea min akori yati yedei chavasu, hu shiyishm pi mishu chayi b'kriyasa, im haya akori kot noshot ha-shomea m'menu, lo yatsa. The Rambam does not distinguish between men and women. From the Rambam, it sounds like a woman could be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. Leave out Kavod HaTzibur, leave aside for a moment whether it's the mainstream practice and Kavarat Tzibur and these other, but strictly speaking, let's say you're in the privacy of your own home, there's no Kavarat Tzibur issue, there's no minyan issue, the woman knows how to read the Megillah, the man doesn't know how to read the Megillah. According to the Rambam, it sounds like they have an equal obligation, and therefore a woman could be motzi a man. The famous shita that holds no is the Bahag. Tosfos in Sukkah Lamed Ches, source 20, at the end of this Tosfos he says, Uperish Bahag, Ein Noshim Motzios Esarab Yidei Chavosom in Megillah. True, a woman's obligated in Megillah, but she can't be motzi a man. What are the Rambam and the Bahag arguing about? Can a woman be motzi a man in Megillah or not? What are they arguing about? What's the nature of the chiyuv of afhein ayu ba'oso anes? Do you say once you're obligated in afhein, now you're on the same level, it's the same chiyuv, you could be motzi a man? Or do you say no? Afhein creates its new, it's similar to the chakir of the briskarov. It creates a new chiyuv. But is it the same chiyuv as the man? You negated mitzvah shas magroma, you have the same chiyuv as the man, you could be motzi the man? Or you have a new chiyuv, a woman's version of the mitzvah, which is different than the man's version. It looks alike, it has a similar criteria, qualities, conditions, but it's a different mitzvah. And according to the Bahag, therefore a woman cannot be motzi a man. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal has an essay on this, source 21, and he says the following. Benigal, he says there's three possibilities. Benigal dasarama tosefta Megillah, shanoshim eni chos liker Megillah, hotzik varmi dechavos, vechein pasaka bahag, ma din bad lakas neres Chanukah. Can a woman be motzi a man in Chanukah? Do you apply the same machlok as Rambam Bahag to Chanukah? So, number one, first possibility is, dinei ner Chanukah zon dinei mikra Megillah, vim noshim yechos lotzik varmi dechavos Megillah, yechos lotzik yosem yedechavos neres Chanukah. The first possibilities you'll say, Megillah and Chanukah are the same. If a woman can be motzi in Megillah, they can be motzi in Chanukah. The Pri Chodesh quotes the Mordechai that if a man is not home, someone else can light in his home. His wife can light in his home. Now the Rav holds, that's not because a woman's obligation is the same. The Rav holds why? Ner Yishu Beso. The mitzvah is not on the man, the mitzvah is on the home. If the mitzvah is on the home, why can't the Cheir Shoten the cut and light? Because they don't create a chalos of the home having a lit candle. So the woman could create the chalos of the home having the lit candle. So the first possibility is, if a woman could be motzi a man in Megillah, a woman could be motzi a man in Chanukah as well. Number two, both in klali, nashim yichos lohotzi kvar yidei chavasan, hari afini ba'osu anes, mitzvus mikra Megillah, hi chariga misiba misuyamas, v'nashim eni yichos lohotzi b'mes ha'gvarim. The second possibility is they're not equal. Maybe really a woman can be motzi a man because afhein ayu ba'oso anes puts them on the same level. Why did the Bahag say Mikra Megillah doesn't work? Maybe there's a technicality in Megillah that it shouldn't work there. What's the technicality of Mikra Megillah it shouldn't work there that doesn't apply to Ner Chanukah? The Magen Avraham writes a woman shouldn't read for a tzibur of men. Why? Kavarat tzibur. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, there's no Kavarat tzibur component. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's Kavarat tzibur. So the second possibility is that a woman can be motzi a man alts alfein, except for Mikra Megillah, it's the exception. Why? Because there's a Kavarat tzibur. The third possibility is Ramas Achiv Mishamafen Eboso Anesi Nechusa, Uvaofen Klali Nashim Einam Yechol Lahotzi Gvar Midei Chavasim, Hadlakas Nechalaki Mitzvah Hariga Venashim Yecholos. The third possibility is a classic Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein looks at an issue and says, how many ways are there to view it? We've got Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Dalad Kosos. Is one the exception? Is one the rule? Is it equal? How do we view it? The first possibility was that Ner Chanukah is the same as Mikra Megillah. If women could be Yotze in Megillah, they could be Yotze in Chanukah. Second possibility is no. Really, women can be Motzi in Chanukah. It's just Megillah is the exception. Why? There's a Kavarat Tzibur. The third possibility is Afein means it's a lower level. They can't be Motzi. Ner Chanukah is the exception. Why is Ner Chanukah an exception? Does the word Af mean their obligations on the same level? And Af means in addition to men, also women on the same level? Or does it mean even women and their obligation is on a lower level? So Af makes it a lower level and they are not included. So we saw three examples in the Gemara B'Shur Ben Levi, Afein Eboso Anes. We saw on top of that, Shalashuddas, We saw Tosus asks about matzah, Tosus asks about sukkah, Rabbi Natam says about shalashuddas. So we had six areas of halacha where afen ayuboso anes is either applied or it's asked about being applied. What is the driving principle of afen? The Griz said, is it the same mitzvah as men? Or is it a different mitzvah? It looks like the same, but it's specific to women. And we saw nafkamina to that. What does afhein mean? Does it mean they were the beneficiary? Or does it mean they caused the miracle? Why don't we say it by halal, the Rav and Rav Avadya, both. We only say afhein when the mitzvah is pirsume nisa. If it's zechel and if it's commemorating, then we don't say it. Have a fantastic week.